And we are joined by my good friend Michele Palumbo. He is in Milan, Italy, as we speak. He's the owner of some restaurants, and he is right in the middle of what is ground zero in Italy for when it comes to the coronavirus. How you doing, Mickey?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
How do you feel, first of all? You feel all right? You feel all right, man?
Yeah, I feel all right. I mean, there's some anxiety going on in between everyone here because lots of people are being tested positive. And, you know, lots of them are going to the hospital and lots of them are going to the intensive care unit.
Now, you've got like 16 million people under quarantine in Italy, Milan and Venice. And you know, I mean, what's an average day like in Milan right now with the coronavirus fears and stuff?
Well, it feels like, you know, August when everybody goes on vacation, like here, nobody's in the big cities. And so you can get around in 5 minutes from everywhere to anywhere. And people is scared for sure because numbers are big and are getting bigger pretty quick.
Do people feel like the Italian government has a hold on this, or like what's going on, or is it right now just a lot of uncertainty?
Well, to be honest, they should have shut us down like completely 2 weeks ago. But like, you know, how can you stop, you know, people from leaving just like that?
Right.
It's not like a war. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they tried to tell us to be responsible, but I was joking about this with some friends earlier today. This thing happened in the country that has the least, what's the word, like, we don't behave. We have bad behaviors. You know what I mean? We don't respect the rules. You know, we do whatever we want, and we are better than the virus, and this is never gonna get us, but like it is getting us. And but like, even if people has been in the other red zone, the first red zone, which was just a couple of counties, they had a chance to escape the red zone. They went to ski in the mountains, and they infected people there. Other people just left. They went to Madrid just for vacation. So, like, zero, sense of being, you know, people with something in your head. Like, you know.
Well, can you tell us, Mickey, though, you're part owner of some restaurants in Milan, and I'm just wondering, what is business like? And what for you and for the businesses there in Milan?
To make it quick, it's like 30%. Like, we have four restaurants. They all work very well. We are always busy, 7 days a week. We have lots of people working for us, like 16 to 20 per restaurant. And now we're doing 30% of, you know, how do you say, income?
Mm-hmm.
So 30%. So it's harsh. I have most of the staff is on forced vacation. They do have paid vacation, so their paychecks are granted. And, you know, we had a big meeting with them, and I told them that I will take care of their paychecks. That's going to be my first priority. And so they don't have to worry about that.
How long can you sustain this, Mickey? I mean, what kind of timetable are you looking at for things maybe getting back to normal?
Couple of months. Wow. And we are a good business. So we have, you know, money on the account that can pay for, you know, fixed expenses like rent or electricity. And then we have the paychecks. We have to pay that. And the taxes, we have to pay that every month, regardless if people is going to come in the restaurant or not.
But
now they shut us down in the evenings. So everything in Italy has to be closed at 6 p.m. So no dinner, no bars, no clubs.
Wow,
no
so
pubs,
everything nothing. Has to be closed at 6 p.m., and you're right now doing about 30% of the normal business that you would be doing. Exactly. What about, like, schools or festivals or large crowd gatherings or any of that stuff?
Everything canceled. Everything is canceled up to April the 3rd.
Wow. Wow. I mean, this is a national crisis in Italy, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, the virus is spreading. It can get anywhere. And, you know, we are not ready for it because, you know, there's no, what's the word, vaccine? Like the medicine for this thing. And
oh, no vaccine. Yes, there's no vaccine. There's no treatment. Exactly.
Yeah, vaccine. Yeah, no treatment. I apologize for my bad English.
Oh, no, your English is great, Mickey. That's why I love talking to you, man. I mean, but let me ask you then. I mean, with that kind of timetable, I mean, what about travel? I mean, you know, people love traveling to Italy, and I know you and many Italians love traveling around Europe. What about that?
I was supposed to leave to go to Iceland to see Alfred McGee. You know that?
That's right.
And I was supposed to leave next Friday, not like the 18th, but every flight coming and going from and to Italy are canceled unless there's like a super emergency. So they're leaving just a few flights on. But to leave, you have to have a piece of paper that is either for something very important for work or like something happened in their family, like some personal, very important reason. Otherwise, we are grounded. We can't leave.
Are you worried, Mickey, yourself, or are your friends and colleagues and stuff there in Italy? I mean, is there a real level of concern, or do they think this is overreaction and this will end eventually? Or what's this feeling?
Well, I have a friend that right now it's 10 days that he's been, he's like my age, 45, 46, and he's in an intensive care unit. He's breathing through a machine, and he's been like this for the last 10 days.
Wow.
Lots of people is dying, but people who's dying already have 2 or 3 pathologies. They are very...
They had an underlying medical condition already.
Exactly. But I have lots of friends that are doctors in here, and they tell me that the situation in the hospitals is crazy. Like, it's important to stay home also because, let's say that you go for a ride with your bike and you break your leg, you cannot go to the hospital because the risk of getting the coronavirus is so high. And the hospitals are full of people in intensive care units, and we keep buying these intensive care unit machines for breathing, and we put them in offices and everywhere, you know, we can put a bed. And so, this doctor friend really scared me yesterday because I think about my parents and they live like a few blocks from my house and I haven't seen them since maybe the beginning of this whole thing. You know, I don't want a chance to give them anything, you know, like, to pass them the virus.
Right. Are you in a yellow zone or a red zone or what?
I'm in a red zone. Since yesterday, I was in a yellow zone, but yesterday we almost doubled the infections, the positive tests, and so we became red zone.
Wow. Is there anything that you want people over here in the United States to know from the Italian perspective of what is going on in there in Milan, man?
Well, I'm just saying that it could be just a flu, like everybody says. And, you know, I'm not a PhD in statistics. So I just want to look at numbers. So if my region, who is a state-of-the-art hospitals, and it's a very rich region, has 300 intensive care units, spots, and they never need them all right now. They need 3,000. So there's nothing that has happened in this lifetime that ever needed 3,000 beds in intensive care units, regardless the percentage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know we are becoming the Lazaretto, how do you say, of Italy.
Well, so you won't be going to Humphreys McGee in Iceland then, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, I'm not going. I'm not going because I can't, and maybe I wasn't going to go because I want to be, you know, responsible.
Right.
I feel fine, but the problem is that many people that have the virus feel fine. So they are just, you know, positive to the virus, but without any, you know, symptom or feeling. And so you can just walk around and spread it, even if you feel fine, you know. So I want to be responsible, and I'm trying to stay home.
Well, it sounds kind of scary over there and kind of like a ghost town in one of the great cities of the world there in Milan. And obviously it's impacting your business in a profound way and other businesses there. And that's going to have a long-lasting effect.
Every business that has to do with retail, with people, with tourism, with traveling, everybody. But, you know, and then if I don't make money, I just spend them at the grocery store, and the grocery store doesn't make money, and they just spend them, you know, on whatever. And so the economy is gonna collapse at some point. So I hope that cases are gonna go down as far as numbers, and everything can go back to sort of, you know, normal situation.
Well, we're hoping.
So this is a milestone in this century, in this millennium. Nothing, you know, I would never have thought that something like this could happen in, like, you know, in the Western world. I don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're in the middle of a pandemic in Italy right now, and it's just crazy. And you're a business owner, so there's a definite perspective from the economic standpoint, much less the viral standpoint of what can happen with you health-wise. So I imagine it is kind of scary. And that's why I wanted to talk to you, being in Milan and what was going on there and how it was affecting you and your business and your town and your country. Because we here in the United States, you know, it still feels like it's in the early stages, and we don't know really what's going to happen next, you know?
Well, let me just tell you this. Do not underestimate this thing. Do not underestimate it.
Well, I just appreciate you talking to us, man, for a few minutes, and I'm sorry you won't be going to Umphrey's. And are you going to be able to make it over to the United States for some fish shows this summer, buddy?
Well, I have a plane ticket for the Labor Day weekend. I hope everything is going to be fine. Otherwise, I would be either dead or bankrupted.
Well, we don't want either one of those to happen. By the way, you want to give a shout out to your restaurants in Milan so that when listeners go over to Milan, they can stop by and see your restaurants and try it out?
Yeah, of course. The name is Nonna Emilia, which means grandmother Emilia, Emily. And we do great regional cuisine, so stop by as soon as we are not the red zone anymore.
Yeah, when it's not the red zone. And you know friends here who own Panavino, the Italian restaurant in downtown Charleston, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. He was my best friend in college, and I moved to the United States with him, Alfredo. I love him. He's a great friend. And too bad that when I was in Charleston 2 months ago, I didn't have a chance to meet him.
Yeah, I believe you were in Charleston a couple of months ago for some fish shows at the Coliseum, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good thing that happened, you know, before this entire crisis has really popped up. And Mickey, man, we're thinking of you. I mean, I know all of your friends over here are thinking of you, and everybody there in Milan. And we're gonna keep, you know, monitoring what happens, and we'll definitely keep in touch with you, buddy. But thank you for joining us, and good luck with the restaurants, and good luck with everything in Milan, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Richard. We keep in touch, and I'll talk to you soon.